Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's glory to God in the highest. Oh, yes. We do come boldly. We do come assured. We do come by your grace believing. God, not double-minded. Lord, not wondering, but knowing, if you be for me, who could be against me? Oh, hallelujah, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, that we have understanding and we have knowledge. God, and it's the knowledge, praise God, not of man, but the knowledge of God, to know your ways that they say are past finding out, but we know that the way of God is love, and you love us. And in loving us perfectly, God, you perfect that which concern us, and all things work together for our good. Lord, thank you for loving us like that, but you're just a God full of mercy. And you love your mercy. Lord, just clothe us with the riches of your glory. We thank you, we rejoice, we praise you. What a precious body you have, and all because of you, the head, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got something new for you. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. I say that smiling. We were here last week. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't end there, gets better. The much the more is all through this fifth chapter. By whom, by Jesus, we also have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Yes, I do know we were here last week, but I'm going to tell you, I just have to rejoice. You heard glory all this morning, didn't you? Whether it was the Bible studies, praise be to God, all the singing, the glory land, the hallelujahs. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing left but to rejoice in the glory of God. And I thank the Lord for that. And really, let me ask you, are you rejoicing in the life that God said? We have a life from glory to glory, growing up into him in all things, but glory to glory into his very image. Do we really believe by the grace of God? And are we living for that glory that shall be revealed in you? See, we're not just going to behold the glory, but by the grace of God, he's given us even a better thing. He's given us his glory that we can grow up into him in all things, to the point of even being presented unto himself the glory of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. I mean, this whole thing kind of wraps up with the descending of the bride, New Jerusalem. And I'll tell you what, she's a knockout. Because she has the glory of God. And she's so glorious that the Lord says, and her light. And he says, like unto a jasper stone. And you know who that jasper stone is? It's him. She glows just like him. She's allowed that shining love to so penetrate her that she is transformed, praise be to God, into a sun glory, hallelujah, to radiate right back to him. I love that. But yet, even though we have all this glory, brothers and sisters, where are we? Are we thinking about living a life more focused on taking it easy? Making it easy? Maybe retirement, travel, all these different things, then rejoicing in the hope of growing in the glory of God. instead of living a life hoping, rejoicing, and expecting the glory of God. I expect glory. And I'm not just saying expecting glory someday. I'm expecting glory right now. I thank God, my life, your life, by the grace of God, we have His calling. And His calling is a glory life. Because He's the God of all glory. And praise be to God, that same life is in you. And thank you, Jesus. It's glory. And I'll tell you, the most glorious thing was Jesus, praise God, in that great love wherewith we are loved. He offered Himself up for us, that glory. By the grace of God, the glory to love Him so much, to allow Him to take us on, to suffer with Him. Oh, that's the glory, that we also might be glorified together with Him. It's a glory story. It is. That's what it's about. That's what He's living for. Hallelujah. That's what He's expecting. That's everything before He ever set a star in heaven. Christ in you, the hope of glory. How many times do I need to tell you? Let me count the ways. You can't get away from it. It's what He desires. It's what He wants. Now, many today, they're gripped in fear, anxiety. I'll tell you what, start rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. It takes it all away. His glory don't have no fear. His glory only has joy unspeakable and full of glory. Everywhere you turn, that's what He wants. That's what He's calling you to. That's, praise God, what you're for Him for. Vessel of mercy. Little vessel of mercy. And I want you just to, by the grace of God, comprehend that little vessel of mercy so real. Mercy with God, the exact extreme opposite of what I deserve. The exact extreme opposite of what I deserve. Little vessel of mercy, whom I bestow the riches of my what? My glory. Praise the Lord. It's okay to get excited about it. It really is. It's what you should be excited about. Because it's going to be revealed. His glory is going to be revealed. And I want it to be in me. He told me. He said, it'll be revealed in you, son, if you'll believe. Amen. You can either choose a life to see the promises afar off. Over and over in this word of God, there are ones that saw it afar off, and it was something to see. Wow, look at Elijah go. How about being Elisha and getting out there and say, I ain't letting you go. I'm going with you. And I'll tell you what, if you go, you're going to give me a double portion. That kind of faith, that kind of desire. That's what this message is for, not for you to observe, not for you to just listen to, but to hear. That glory, praise God, gets in there and it changes you from glory to glory. That was David, the little runt. In a way, the forgotten one. But God, you're my man. You're it. It's okay. Run around in your house. It's me. Hallelujah. Would somebody fall in love today? Amen. I mean, you know, that's the truth. But see, I'm not thinking in terms of the end of my life. I'm thinking with Jeremiah and Jeremiah 29:11. I'm thinking of His expected end for me. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. He doesn't just think them. He knows them. He's been thinking and knowing them. Alpha, Omega. Amen. Never, no beginning, no end. It's just what it is. Love, because that's what He is. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We've read this and rejoiced in it so many times, and I would appreciate you truly writing this in somewhere. Expected end means a thing hoped for end. It's how it translates, the thing hoped for. Well, I'll tell you what, I believe he sent the word to me to perform the good work of glory in me. That's my thing hoped for. I want to be glory for him. I'm not ashamed of it. Praise be to God, that's it. As our sister spoke a couple weeks back, the word not only comforts me, it draws me to his side. And praise be to God, that's my rejoicing and my expectation. I'm telling you, are we ready to take flight today to be by his side? There's an evidence in a readied wife. And I'm speaking of the readied wife for the Lamb. She's focused on him. She attends to his needs and his desires. Do you know Jesus has needs? Oh, yes, he does. He needs our fellowship. He needs our communion. And communion with us, praise God, in these love letters. I believe there's no other verse that states it so profoundly as in Song of Solomon 5, verse 2. The Shulamite says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocks. And here's what he says. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. Open to me. Open to me. Open to me. It's preparation time, brothers and sisters. Being focused on meeting him. You getting ready for a meeting? Are you focused on seeing him? Are you getting ready on being with him? Well, I'll tell you what. The joy of hearing him now is right here in this word of God, and it is his desire, it's his ecstasy of what he's preparing for you. Oh, yes. Listen to him. Get excited about it. I think about different things that we've been waiting for in our lives, but especially, I will say, those that are married, if you can remember back the excitement you had to wed, to be together, to live together. What was being prepared, I've said it many times, I thought how sweet the Lord is. My sweet wife, she was down there in Texas, and the Lord encouraged us, well, it's time for you two to get married. Okay. So I think we expressed that to our parents in November, and let's have a wedding right after Christmas. I'm not encouraging anybody to do that. But if the Lord wants you to, it's a good time to do it. And so my dad so sweetly had a little home for us and said, you can rent this from me, honeys. And matter of fact, first year he just let us live there, and then we rented it from him. And getting it all ready for us, so I was painting away and all. And I didn't know anything, but I knew it needed some furniture. There's old Brother Hill. Oh, son, come on over here and get some furniture. We got lots in here. And if you remember Brother Hill's house, he had lots of furniture. He had furniture on top of furniture. Furniture go out of there, you'd never even know because there was a lot of furniture still left. And so it was so sweet. Oh, take this rug and take this chair. And got all over there. I was so happy, thankful, maybe a little bit proud. I had my house ready for my wife. And I remember we married down in Texas, went on our honeymoon. Oh, honey, you're going to be surprised. Let me tell you, she was surprised. We're talking red chair, brown. I mean, it was just all over the board. But she stayed. She did not leave. You know? He's preparing something for you. He's got one thing in mind for you. It's the midst of a throne seat with Him. And the only thing that needs to be prepared in you is faith. Do you believe Him? Really, as I look out to His family, do we believe Him? By the grace of God, we do. Nothing's hard for God. This isn't too tremendous for God. Just get over it. He's tremendous. And He's tremendous in grace and mercy like you can't even imagine. You're right. The likes of us, He should have nothing to do with. The likes of us should have no business ruling and reigning with Him. But that's His business. It's a love business, and He loves you. And it just says, take my word, take my word, take my word. I'm preparing. And in the midst of that preparing, He just keeps saying, Father, can I go get her? Father, can I go get her? And it never bothers the Father. He loves the love of His Son. He's always loved the love of His Son. I want to meet them. Like today. Oh, and a hug on my precious father and my bridegroom. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? I love that song, Solomon. You keep reading that. My sister, my spouse. I love that. Oh, golly. Oh, it's time to fly away. All right. Now, I'll tell you what. Do we love living that truth? Do we love living that truth? Oh, by the grace of God, be quick to say, I do, I do, I do. God's word never lets you down. Always comes forth, always was, always is. And those that believe, their faith was always made sight. Always, 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 always. Do you think David doubted that God was going to give him Goliath's head? He didn't. He knew it. He knew it because he was encouraged of the Lord. The Lord gave him that faith. Everybody standing around him, no way, get out of here. He was just shocked that they didn't believe. I read Paul's gospel, and I'm going to tell you something by the grace of God. I'd be shocked if we don't believe it. Shocked. We're well able to take it, just like Caleb. It's sitting there for us. Walk on over and take it. The promises that are lived in faith are always inherited by the believing. God rewards that faith always because it pleases Him. Brother Ty spoke today. See, whatever's not of faith is sin. Believe. Just believe. He knows the way I take. Paul had some wonderful conversations with God. Matter of fact, they never ceased. The word was speaking through that precious brother. All those things in Romans 7. Lord, I'm a mess. I try to get out of the mess, but I make more of a mess. The mess that I wouldn't, that's the mess that I do. It's interpreted a different way, but it's, you know, you get it. All that good that I want to do, I just don't. But I believe you. I believe you. I believe your grace is sufficient for me. Now listen, it never changes. This faith, it's the same for us. And hallelujah, I'm believing for that glory with Him. Amen. The hope of His calling, that's not for the other guy. It's for me. It's mine. And I lay hold of that crown of jointly ruling and reigning with Him, glorified together with Him, because I know it's by the power of His grace alone that by His grace I'll gladly suffer with Him, because I know, I know, I know. I'm going to stand in glory with him. He'll do that. And he's going to do that soon. Soon. We keep talking about it today. Romans 15:13. Rejoicing in hope, brothers and sisters, here it is. I lived around some marvelous saints all my life. God quickened my heart. I wanted that hope and that joy. I have wanted it. I wanted that peace. The Lord told me, honey, you already have it. Just got to believe. Here's how you believe. God gave us the power of his might to believe. Word of God says faith in the Holy Ghost. Let's listen to what this does. Now the God of hope. Amen. The God of hope. What's he want you hoping in? The glory of God. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. There's that faith. And why? That ye may abound in hope. And I know what that hope is, the hope of the glory of God. He wants me not just rejoicing in it, he wants me abounding in it. And we're talking that abounding of superabounding. We're talking about that periosuo abounding. That we would abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you see why the enemy wants to quench that spirit? Any way he can. And don't be foolish, this isn't talking about strange fire here. That's just the enemy trying to get you a different way. But I'll tell you what, when you're in love, it sings. When you're in love, let me tell you something, you open up your voice, you open up your life, you give over that tongue by the grace of God and he'll take it. And as I told my precious brother today, let it be something that's continual. Brother Paul said, I'm glad I speak more than ye all. If we're going to mark Paul as an example and we're going to follow Paul as he followed Christ, let's take all of it. Let's not pick and choose and just say, well, that's for me and that's not. That's not how we follow Paul as he followed Christ. By the grace of God, it's called all in. Now, brothers and sisters, that's my hope. It's by his side as his bride, his glory at his right hand. I believe him. I say, Jesus, that's my place and that's my standing because he's prepared that for me. I thank the Lord. We've just studied about that beautiful tabernacle of David. The tabernacle of David. A shoddy tent, but oh my, it housed one thing. The glory of God and the cherubim. Just the ark. Notice about them cherubim. Roy says the glory of God and the cherubim. Are you ready really to step on over and believe that today? Really, just Jesus. I do in Jesus' name. Move you. Get off your unbelief. Get off your life that you think is so comfortable and right. Make a move. And I'll tell you what, move now. Amen. But that old tabernacle of David, oh my. Remember how we read about how he brought it in? He prepared a place. It was a place for human abode. Pitching a tent, descending from heaven. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters. But first we're going to be carried away unto him. And hallelujah, then we're going to be brought in by a cloud of witnesses. Glory for the king. Glory for the bridegroom. The glory for the I am that I am. There's just no way you should be quiet. I'm just shocked. Jesus, our father Abraham, the father of us all. This is our father in faith, dad. Let me tell you something, I had a lot of respect for dad. My brothers and sisters, all of us. 20 years, we just celebrated. Yes, a wound, but he's been present with the Lord. 20 years, praise God. But I'll tell you what, his words and his wisdom still ring true in each and every one of us today. His wisdom was remarkable. Instruction. Oh, Pop, you're right. Well, our father Abraham, he taught us the one thing that's right. Believing God is the only thing that counts. You can waste your life all ways to Sunday, as they say. But I'll tell you what. Believing God's the only thing that counts. And then he went on and he said, there's only one thing about life, children, is the hope and the aspiration of not seeking something that's continuing here, but to seek that continuing city whose builder and maker is God. Family time is a wonderful time, ain't it? But see, it's time to know whom we've believed. And he told us, be persuaded, honeys, that I'm able to keep that which you've committed unto me against that day. The Holy Spirit's searching us right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I commit this bridal truth that you've given me. Perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. We're kings. Yes, we are. Noble rulers. Elect of God. Take the place. Take the place. Bible tells us, don't be like children tossed to and fro. Every wind of change in doctrine. But be steadfast in believing. Be confident. Be not moved. Be assured in faith. And I'll tell you what, it'll bring a rejoicing in your life. It really will. If there's rejoicing lacking, it's because your hope is in something besides the glory of God. Soon, do you say, Lord, I'm going to share all glory with you? Do you know he likes you to say that? There isn't anything he likes to hear more than that. I'm coming to share your glory with you. Oh, are you standing in that all-powerful transforming grace that in your heart says, oh, when I see him, I know I'll be like him. And that by his grace, that all-powerful grace, I'll be like him in the fullness, in the measure, and the stature of Jesus Christ. Do you believe in the word of his grace that will grow you up into him in all things? Amen. Over and over, by the grace of God, the Spirit gets me to say, I do. Them are wedding words. Well, it's only by taking full advantage, access into this grace. Just like they had access into the promised land from day one, moving over across that sea. It was right there. They had full access. And you have access into all grace, the exceeding grace. And then, praise God, I'll tell you what, you do that, you let that, I should say, you'll have nothing on your heart except his day, the appearing of the bridegroom day. Let his desire be yours. I thanked him as he brought this to my heart. Lord, your desire is mine. Your desire is mine. Your desire to make known to all that you love me. Everything's groaning for that. Do you know that? Everything's groaning. All of creation is groaning for that manifestation. He put that desire in me. And you know what? I believe by his grace that when he takes that throne, I'm going to be a readied spouse. I'm going to stand in the place that he's prepared for me to stand. By the grace of God, I believe. And I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice in the glory of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, it's it's you. It's all you. And Lord, thank you that you did tell us, honeys, it's just by faith. It's all by faith. Lord, you spoke these things. You've sent them precisely unto us, God, to perform it in us. Lord, thank you. Thank you. God, you circled us out. You called us. You chose us. Lord, let us just surrender to you, Jesus, and say thank you. Just thank you, Lord. God, it's no longer why me. It's me, and I'm so grateful it's me. Lord, you love like that, and I know it's your grace alone. It wasn't anything, but you saw this vessel of mercy. And praise be to God, you've given us a heart like the very heart of God, a heart that would go after the very heart of God. Lord, it's not hard. It's been given. Rest and give thanks. Jesus, thank you. Lord, it's marvelous to believe your love. It's marvelous to believe that we are your workmanship. It's marvelous to believe he that shall come will come and will not tarry. It's marvelous to believe that in a moment our faith will be made sight. In Jesus' name we give you the praise forever and ever and soon face to face. Amen.